New West has been deemed to be at high risk of being involved in gangs and using guns, but plans are afoot to address the issue. Council has approved the 4-year implementation plan for the Building Safer Communities program for at-risk youth, which is valued at $1.7 million and is funded by Public Safety Canada. A report to council states that the intention of the program is to decrease gun and gang violence and to provide comprehensive support and positive alternatives for at-risk youth. Public Safety Canada has identified New Westminster youth, defined as ages 12 to 25 years, at high risk of being involved in gangs and using guns in violent crime, said a report to council. As part of the Building Safer Communities program, the federal government is providing 21 cities in British Columbia with funding for 4 years. The federal government has approved a 4-year implementation plan that's been developed by city staff. Steveston Richmond East MP Parm Baines will be in New Westminster on Friday, February 24, on behalf of the Minister of Public Safety, to make an announcement regarding federal support for organizations on the front lines of the fight against gun crime and gang violence in the New Westminster. A February 13 report to council outlined the City of New Westminster's plan includes asterisk developing a citywide strategy to address the needs of youth at risk of being recruited into gangs or gang entrenched or involved in gun violence. Developing Dan's Cafe, a social enterprise cafe storefront for at-risk youth at 250 to 131 11th Street, working with Dan's Legacy, this project would see low or no-cost meals provided to the community and would offer training and support to at-risk youth. Developing a youth component for the peer-assisted care team, by providing resources to serve at-risk youth and advocating for the needs of youth to secure additional resources where needed. Increasing preventative programs at local middle schools, to integrate a gang awareness program into recreation programs, to encourage positive recreation's alternative to gangs and to provide referral to the outreach program for at-risk young. Creating the New Westminster Youth Hub at 502 Columbia Street. The city will work with the Lower Mainland Purpose Society, which operates an independent school in the former Army and Navy Department Store building, to create a safe, welcoming space. It could include services for at-risk youth and hub activities such as fitness, trauma-informed counseling, nutritious food, housing support, medical and dental support, employment training, outdoor recreation opportunities, cultural experiences, etc. According to a staff report, the youth hub would integrate other successful targeted programs into the strategy and would integrate potential programs like those recommended by the New Westminster Police Department, including game-ready fitness and end gang life. To implement the project, the city will develop contracts for 2022-2023 with a program manager, the Lower Mainland Purpose Society, Dan's Legacy and the Canadian Mental Health Association, which has worked with the city on the PACT initiative. The intention is to decrease gun and gang violence and provide comprehensive support and positive alternatives for at-risk youth, said the report. A citywide strategy to address the needs of youth at risk of being recruited into gangs or gang entrenched will be developed. Coun. Tasha Henderson said she's excited to see this project coming to New Westminster. I think it's really exciting that it's happening sort of at a regional level, to have some coordination between groups that are taking on this work, she said. I have a background working with some pretty tough youth, so I think personally, I'm really invested in seeing this be successful. In addition to the staff recommendation, council approved Henderson's motion to have the city create a working group, similar to the one that oversaw the implementation of the peer-assisted crisis team program, to ensure oversight and success of the initiative, and to have staff develop terms of references for that committee. If council is amenable to it, I would be happy to offer my services on committee, she said. Coun. Ruby Campbell said she hopes there will be an opportunity for youth center staff to be involved in the working committee that is established. More to come after today's announcement.